Coach, you on the air?
I am.
Yep, hold on 1 second, sir. Coach, thanks for taking out time to speak with us again. We just talked to you last week, but I definitely wanted to talk to you after such an amazing performance by your team and you also. First of all, I just want to ask you, you're in the locker room before the game start. Did you say anything different to the guys than you normally say to get them to come out and pretty much go on a, what, 16-0, 18-0 run?
To be honest, no. You know, we, you know, other than, you know, that's a rivalry game. So, you know, the guys are definitely, you know, excited about that, excited to play in front of, you know, a big crowd at Columbia Green. You know, we didn't really, you know, say much different other than, you know, we definitely wanted to make a statement. You know, one of those, you know, teams you can circle on the schedule where, you know, you have an opportunity to make a statement. And, you know, it's always nice to play on that stage. You know, and also play against, you know, obviously they were second place team in the league. So to be able to make a statement where, you know, we were able to show that, you know, we're, you know, a little bit higher caliber than, you know, some of the other teams in our league, you know, and that's what we're striving for moving forward towards sectionals.
I've watched you guys play last year and the years before, but I really haven't seen you guys play, in my opinion, a complete game like you played on Saturday since you beat Glens Falls for the championship. Would you agree? Or, I mean, because everything seemed to be clicking for you guys. It looked like you guys were running different plays. It looked like you had a different press that you guys ran. The one play that you guys were running where it was almost like you pass opposite and then it was a skip pass over and Nitrell benefited from a couple of times. It looked like it was some different offensive plays that were ran. I mean,
the guys, like you said, I would have to agree that was definitely the most complete game we played since, you know, since Glens Falls and just that, you know, in order to say you dominated the game, you know, in my mind, you have to control pretty much every facet of the game and be able to do what you want when you want. And we were able to do that, you know, on Saturday. You know, when we wanted to run, we ran. You know, when we were in the press, we were able to get steals when we need to turn them over. You know, defensively, we were able to do things, you know, that we wanted to get us good shots on offense, you know. And, you know, it also helped that, you know, just about everybody on our team, you know, probably shot the best that they've shot all year, you know, in any particular game. I mean, if we, in that first 4 minutes when we were on that 16-0 run, I think we could have shot the ball from half court and would have made it at that point. It was just, like you said, it was an unreal, you know, performance. And, you know, the guys really came to play. And, you know, hopefully that's something that we can look for moving forward, you know, especially come Friday night when we got Greenville coming to town.
Yeah. The one thing that I did notice, especially with that 16-0 run, there were no bad shots. You guys really played like a team. I mean, there was times where guys were making shots. It was because they were wide open. It was like the guy really saw and got it to the open guy. Now, what I want to say to you is that it seemed like this game meant a little bit more to you. As a coach and a fan, I watch you throughout all the games. I always love to watch the coaches. I've seen you walking up and down the sideline a lot this game, and you were pumping your fists, but it wasn't like a mean pump. It was almost like you were talking to yourself, like, stay composed, coach, stay composed. But you know, that's what I'm reading. You guys went over the 100-point mark. That hadn't happened in a while. That was your 30th. Patroon Conference win. How much did this win mean to you?
You know, I do think these ones mean a little bit more. Like I said, because of that rivalry, it's always nice to be able to beat your rival, beat Catskill. You know, and obviously, you know, it's nice to get a win. During an event like that, where you know the game almost is an afterthought. You know, the event's really more for, you know, raising money and raising awareness, you know, for cancer. And, you know, the game's almost secondary. But it definitely means a little bit more to be able to beat Catskill and to, you know, create some separation between us and them, you know, as far as, you know, the top dog in the conference. So, you know, I take a little bit more, you know, personal, like, to when we play them, just because, you know, in my high school days, you know, it was a rivalry back then, too. you know, and I can remember my junior year losing to those guys over in Catskill on a buzzer beater, and, you know, those things just stick with you. So I think that rivalry really makes it, you know, mean a little bit more to the guys and us as coaches too.
Okay.
Coach Tim Martin here. Want to congratulate you on that big win over Catskill. I know. I think that makes it four in a row over Catskill after they had won like five straight league championships. So that's, I know, a big feather in you guys' cap as well to beat them four straight times. And it seems like playing them and at Columbia Green certainly agrees with you, because I mean every time you get them over there. Last year I recall in that Coaches versus Cancer event you beat them by like 40, and this time you beat them by 35 and scored over 100 points. So again, tip of the cap to you guys. But I also wanted to talk to you about the state rankings. They came out this week, earlier this week, and for the first time this season, they're showing Hudson some love. You guys have come in at number 22 in the Class B state rankings. I know you had been honorable mention all year up until this point, but this year you break into the top 22. How you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor. It's nice for the program to be recognized, you know, with the other great programs throughout the state, mm-hmm. And for them to understand that, you know, we have a great program here, and we have some great players that, you know, allow us to win the games that we do. And it's nice to see them recognize that, even though, you know, maybe, you know, we get punished for, you know, supposedly playing in a weak league and things like that. You know, that they're able to still see that, you know, listen, we're for real, and, you know, we're a team that's going to compete, you know, in sectionals and for a sectional championship. And it's nice to see, but at the same time, you know, our guys, you know, also have to realize that, you know, it's just a number, it's just a ranking. And now this, you know, puts a target on our back even more, you know, than the one we already had, because now we're state ranked. So now they get to say, oh, we beat Hudson, who won the Class B championship last year, and they were state ranked when we did it. So, you know, our guys still got to continue to work, and that's the reason we're here, is the hard work that they've put in. So we just got to continue to put in that work and continue to work, you know, each and every day and get better. And, you know, hopefully, it'll only help us come sectional time.
Now, the team seems to be playing better and better with every game. Do you feel it's reaching its peak, or there's still a few steps you want to take before you really feel sectional ready?
I definitely think we're ready for sectionals. Mm-hmm. I do think that, you know, these guys definitely can take the game up, you know, another notch or two. They're definitely capable of that. But we are starting to peak at the right time, and that's what we talked about from day one, is, you know, we don't have to be at our peak, you know, the very first game. Would we like to? Absolutely. You know, we're bringing in new pieces and figuring out roles and replacing guys that we lost last year. And how are we going to, you know, accomplish the same things without those guys? You know, sometimes that takes a little time. And, you know, I think we're finally at a point where, you know, everybody fully understands their role. They understand what they're capable of doing on the floor, what our expectations are of them when they get on the floor. And we're really starting to come together at the right time with only a couple weeks left in the season. And I think it's good things are to come here, you know, from our basketball team.
Now, you've got two big games coming up this weekend. Talk to me about Friday night. You've got Greenville at home. Greenville gave you that tough, tough game over there on December 16th, I believe it was, 85-83. They were up by about 10, I think, going into the fourth quarter. You guys came back. I remember Hammer had a great game in that fourth quarter especially. He played really, really well. Got you guys back in the game, and then you overtook them and hung on to win. Do you expect more of the same from them this time around?
They're a good team. They got two really good scorers. I think they're actually the top two scorer point-wise, you know, for our conference.
Mm-hmm.
So they have two guys that can really score the basketball. And I think that they're good competition. They lost the other day to Rensselaer.
Right.
You know, they didn't play their best. But, you know, it would be nice to get them at our place rather than theirs this time around. They like to run the ball, but, you know, if we play the way we've been playing right now, I don't see us being in the same situation we were over there, being down 10 in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I do see us being able to control certain aspects of the game for sure. You know, we have some great size compared to them. They do like to run, but I would say we do it a little bit better. They're going to be fired up, but at the same time, so are our guys. Because, I mean, we're in a position where, you know, we get a win on Friday, you know, we're able to clinch a Patroon Conference championship for the mm-hmm. second year in a row. So, you know, we're playing for just as much as, if not more, you know, than they are. Yeah, they're trying to knock us off, but we're also trying to, repeat as champs and continue to stay undefeated in the league.
And then Saturday at 2:45 down at Dutchess Community College at Nodley, game in the Dutchess County version of Coaches versus Cancer, right? You've got Red Hook.
Yes, we got Red Hook. It's actually at 2:15.
Oh, 2:15.
I thought it was at 2:45. I thought it was at 2:15 down at Dutchess Community College. They're doing a two-week event. They just had it last weekend. They played down at Newport this weekend at Dutchess, playing Red Hook. You know, Class A school. Last year they actually won Class A for Section 9. They lost a few pieces, kind of like we did. I know they're a few games under 500. They play some pretty good teams. You know, they lost to Saugerties and Newport, who we played down at in the fall Bard League. And they were both, you know, they're both really good teams. So, you know, I think they're going to be good. It'll be a good test for us. Like I said, they play good competition down there, so those guys will be, you know, battle-tested. From what I've heard, they like to play a lot of man-to-man, which we don't necessarily get to see, so that'll be good for our guys as well moving forward for sectionals. And it'll be nice to see how we can bounce back playing back-to-back days. We haven't done that yet this year without, you know, not having played in the Christmas tournament this year. So it'll be nice to see how our guys are able to, you know, overcome, you know, a little bit of adversity, maybe some tired legs, you know, Saturday afternoon from, you know, after playing a hard-fought game on Friday. So it'll be good moving forward just to see where we're mentally at, you know, going into sectionals.
So, Coach, speaking about Coaches versus Cancer, before we get off the air, I just want to talk about the shirts that you guys made and was able to donate the money. I think it said about $850.
Yes.
Those shirts was a hot commodity, man. Luckily, I was on the Hudson City School District website, and I'm thinking to myself when I'm looking, I was like, oh, these are the shirts he's talking about. So I reached out to you, but is there any chance of you guys getting more of those shirts? Because so many people wanted them.
Yeah, we may be able to put in another order, you know, if that's something that, you know, enough people were interested in. You know, we did sell quite a few of them. Like you said, we, you know, were able to raise $850 to donate back to the Cancer Society, you know, and and we did it a couple years ago, and then last year I just kind of ran out of time and wasn't able to put it together. And this year it was kind of in honor of a colleague of mine who's, you know, battling cancer right now currently. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was just something that, you know, I was able to do for her in support and you know, and also for, you know, for our players to understand, you know, that there's, you know, more to life than basketball, you know, more important things going on in the world. And, you know, so, but yeah, if there were enough people, I could probably definitely put together another order. You know, it was kind of, I didn't really advertise it a ton online like I probably should have to try to get the word out there a little bit more. I know it was on the district website. But, yeah, if there were enough people that came to me with interest, you know, I definitely probably could put together another order and you know, and get them made because, like you said, people definitely were interested in them.
Yeah, when I seen Coach Richardson Ellis, and he said to me, how did you get a shirt and I didn't? I said, hey, man. I said, hey, I got the last one, man. I just got lucky. So Coach, good luck this weekend. I'm definitely going to try to make the Friday game.
Okay.
You guys are playing great, man. I don't know what needs to happen, but whatever you said, which you said you didn't say anything really, but they need to come out and play that way. If they play the way they played against Catskill, I don't think there's a team that can beat them for a while. They really play like a team. They utilize every aspect of the game. They trusted each other, and that was one thing that was important. And I just think that when they play like that, they can't be beat.
Yeah. Well, that's the plan moving forward. Whatever magic they conjured up, hopefully we can continue that on Friday.
Indeed. All right, Coach. Thanks for talking to us, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yep. Take care.